Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Justice Department to reform the city's police department. It comes 4 years after the murder of George Floyd. Mayor Jacob Frey said the city is committed to reform and it will take time.
This legally binding agreement will give the city additional tools and the clarity as we continue doing the hard work about building trust and accountability in our communities.
A DOJ investigation found the police department had widespread reports of excessive force and civil rights violations. Congress today held a joint session formalizing the 2024 electoral results from states. It's the final step before President-elect Trump is sworn into office in 2 weeks. McDonald's is the latest company to announce an end to some of its diversity practices or DEI initiatives. It follows the Supreme Court's decision in 2023 banning affirmative action in college admissions. This is ABC News. A new study highlights a link between sugary drinks and health problems.
Sugary drinks were linked to 2.2 million new cases of type 2 diabetes worldwide and 1.2 million new cases of heart disease across the world in 2020. Those numbers represent nearly 10% of all diabetes cases and more than 3% of global heart disease. The study results published in the journal Nature found Mexico, Colombia, and South Africa saw the highest increases.
ABC's Brian Clark. Israeli soldiers are conducting a manhunt in the West Bank after gunmen attacked a bus, killing 3 Israelis and injuring at least 7 others. Here's ABC's Marcus Moore.
The bus driver, who was in serious condition this morning, was wounded in the attack. Israeli authorities launching a manhunt for the alleged shooters, but no one has been caught. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered his condolences to the families.
I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A low of 8 degrees this evening, clear to partly cloudy and chilly with northwest winds around 5. Tuesday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 23. A low of 7 Tuesday night. Wednesday, partly sunny and staying cool, a high of 19. Thursday, a nice sunshine, a high of 27. And Friday, 28, with spotty snow showers possible.
WRCO 100.9.
I want to go back to my Texas past, those honky tonks and country music. Oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head, just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. Well, I can't help but wonder, why am I still here? Got friends in Austin, be so awesome to get by there. A special lady down in Brady, I still miss her every day. Can't take the Texas out of me, it's time to head that way. I wanna go back to my Texas past, those honky-tonks and country music. Oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head, just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I'm gonna bring my guitar and find a country band, western swing and shuffles like we did back then. I wanna go back to my Texas past, those honky-tonks. honky-tonks and country music. Oh, I sure miss that. I have a few long necks, I raise a little head, just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas.
A smoke coming out of a bottle. If you look real close, you can see it right there. A little tender bar down a path you have to follow, from a treasure map with the edges burnt from a few too many beers. We'll pull the ropes off the boat, we'll throw them up on the dock, we'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll sail. Yeah, see you there, wind in your hair, that t-shirt on, dead men tell no tales. It's like nowhere you've ever been. We'll write your name on a dollar bill, put it on the wall, it'll still be there next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world. Shell, you can hear the ocean, you can hear the waves crash and whisper in your ear. Little glow in the night is the last place open, and the house drink is a beautiful thing called make me disappear. We'll throw the ropes off the boat, we'll throw them up on the dock, we'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll sail. Shirt on, dead men tell no tales. It's like nowhere you've ever been. We'll write your name on a dollar bill, put it on a wall, it'll still be there next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world. There ain't no empty glasses. The magic happens back up in that little bay. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there, wind in your hair, that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like nowhere else you've ever been. We'll write your name on a dollar bill, put it on a wall, it'll still be there next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world.
Again, everyone, it's time for high school sports on WRCO. Tonight, the Ithaca Bulldogs are taking on the New Lisbon Rockets in boys basketball. And we have a game for you coming up on the radio, courtesy of our area sponsors. Following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, we will talk about the game coming up with Coach Aaron Hipsch as well on tonight's show.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
River Valley is playing at Fenimore in boys and girls basketball tonight, and Cashton is at Lafarge for a boys and girls doubleheader. The Boston girls are at Nakusa among the games. It's Seneca hosting River Ridge. Wisconsin Dells at Columbus, Iowa Grant at Benton, Dodgeville at Belmont, Lodi at Belleville, and also this evening it's Albany Monticello traveling to New Glarus. It's also boys basketball, a fairly busy Monday night. Broadhead is at Potosi. It's Black River Falls at Mauston. Boscobel at Wazika Steuben. Sauk Prairie at Mount Horeb. Argyle at Blackhawk. Stoughton at Portage. Winnewaukee Center travels to Kickapoo. Also this evening, it's Cuba City at Mineral Point. Darlington at Platteville. And coming up on the radio, New Lisbon at Ithaca. We will speak with Coach Aaron Hipsch, Bulldog Head Boys basketball coach, next.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Ithaca coach Aaron Hipsch joins us. Aaron, looking back, your schedule was certainly busy. You played back-to-back nights last week, and how did the team play?
Yeah, I think we had our ups and downs. It gets to be that time of year in January. The grind really starts. It's no excuse, but practices are definitely at a premium as you come in and out of winter break here, and I know that's something that we're definitely looking forward to, is getting back into the gym, because there certainly are things to work on. And you know, the three games in a row without a practice thing is not ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but I think we're holding together.
How did you play in the conference game against Wazika Steuben?
Defensively I saw a lot of good things. We just couldn't hit the broadside of the barn. But there are definitely things that we do need to work on to create better shots, create more open shots. But defensively, we saw a lot of good things, but we just got to put the ball in the basket.
What do you know about tonight's opponent, New Lisbon?
Not a whole lot. I know it looks like they have a lot of depth. They will sub three or four guys at a time. So from what I've noticed, they definitely play hard, because they're always fresh in that sense. And it looks like they have a very athletic team, a good lead guard that likes to get to the rim and has good elevation on his jump shot. So that'll be a challenge for us for sure.
Always good to match up with the Scenic Bluffs Conference, because I'm guessing you could see teams like this again in the tournament, couldn't you?
Absolutely, and it's always good to see what they have and put that on film. You know, it's always good that we can watch any game we can. After the Scenic Bluffs is a good conference. It always has been, and yes, like you said, they're in our regional, so it's good to see film on them.
Well, more from Aaron coming up in a moment here on WRCO Sports.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Aaron Hipsch is our guest here as we talk about the game coming up with Ithaca and New Lisbon. Aaron, your team, you're getting some good leadership. I've noticed Devin Iam has been leading in the scoring column lately. He's worked hard for you, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He's absolutely stepped up, and it's no surprise he's put in the work. He played on the AAU circuit a little bit this summer, and the work is showing off. And I think with him, it's just a level of confidence now that he's a upperclassman. He's always had the talent, and now I think being an upperclassman, it's really boosted his confidence, and he's definitely been aggressive, which we need him to be.
And you have Sammy Clary. It's kind of like having a coach on the court, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely an extension of myself out on the court, and it's no surprise being he's a coach's son himself. So it's very nice to have that out on the floor, and his leadership is one of his greatest qualities.
Anybody else you'd like to single out here tonight as we get ready for the game?
Casey Pomering's really coming into his own. He's another guy when you talk about leadership, man. I mean, he might not always show up in the scoring column, but he makes winning plays at all times. He's a guy that everybody looks up to. Wes Nelson, also a guy that everybody looks up to. We have a good group of kids and good leadership, so I'm very grateful for that.
How tough is it to come back and play right away on a Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, it can be tough, but, you know, New Lisbon is playing on a Monday as well, so, I mean, there's no excuse, so it's not something that I like to really look into too deep. Just you got to come ready to play.
And the kids like it better than practicing, I'm sure, don't they?
They do, usually, but I honestly do think after these three straight games without a practice that they might be looking forward to a little breath of fresh air and getting in the gym and working on the things that we know we need to work on.
How's the team health-wise, Aaron?
We made it so far. It's always, you know, a little sketchy. Like I said, coming in out of winter break, they go different places, they're exposed to different illnesses and whatnot. But health-wise, we are doing well right now. We've had a few minor hiccups along the way, but that's just normal for this time of the year.
Who do you have after the Monday night game with New Lisbon?
Big game on Friday, against DeSoto. They are a very good team. That'll be a very tough matchup. They don't let you have anything easy on the offensive end.
All right, sounds good. Well, good luck as you get ready for New Lisbon tonight, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
On a Monday night, good evening. It is Parents' Night here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs taking on New Lisbon. The parents of the JV and varsity players have been announced prior to warm-up time tonight. And now teams taking to the court and doing their thing, getting ready for the non-conference matchup. The Rockets are coached by Jeremiah Pfaff, and they have some good leadership. They start a couple of seniors that have been around the program for quite some time, Austin Berenson and Evan McCraffick. Now, they both have been a part of the program, and for Coach Pfaff, they have one injured player tonight, Braden Morey, who's a senior who will not be in the lineup. Looking at some of the numbers for New Lisbon, Austin Berenson, the leading scorer, just over 7 a ball game. Colby Pfaff, nearly 7, and Evan McCraffick has averaged 5 points per game. Colby Pfaff averaging 6 rebounds a game and also dishing out 2 assists per contest. On the other side for the Ithaca Bulldogs, Devin Iam averaging 19. Also, Sammy Clary just over 16 and Cody Burns 9. Leading rebounder is Devin Iam averaging nearly 12 rebounds a game. Wesley Nelson averaging nearly 7 rebounds a game. Casey Pomering, the leading assist man for the Bulldogs, averaging 5, and Sammy Clary just over 4 assists per game. The early contest tonight was won by New Lisbon. That final score, 48-36 over Ithaca. Varsity action is right around the corner tonight, and we hope you'll stay with us for tonight's spotlight game from Ithaca. The Rockets and the Bulldogs coming your way from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Careers.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All-American Do It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All-American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All-American. Our team has you covered from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All-American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you.
Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
WRCO. We're going to go down to the microphone at center court and see if we can pick up Greg Herbst talking about the incident in Lisbon last week.
I've always enjoyed living in a small town because there's a sense of security that you have. There's a sense of innocence. In my hometown, my mom to this day does not lock the doors when she leaves the house. Well, I'm
Superintendent Greg Herbst making an announcement about the incident in New Lisbon a week ago and saluting those individuals. And now it'll be a chance for Ben Hipsch to sing the national anthem here in just a little bit. The Rockets, coached by Jeremiah Papp, assisted by Matt Madsen and Mike Holman as well. And as mentioned, they won the JV game tonight, 48-36 over the Bulldogs. New Lisbon, a part of the Scenic Bluffs Conference, and they've had a tough row to hoe in the conference, starting out with the two of the conference's best, playing Hillsboro on the opening night of the Scenic Bluffs and losing 57-36, and then losing to Royal 66-22. The Bulldogs also have lost to Royal of the Scenic Bluffs this year. And now Ben Hipsch and the national anthem. National anthem sung by senior Ben Hipsch prior to game time. We'll be back with more in a moment from Ithaca on WRCO Sports.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
The starting lineup for the visiting New Lisbon Rockets tonight, number 0, Austin Berenson. He is a senior. Number 3, Jamison Pfaff. He is a junior. Number 11, Josh Holman, who's a junior. Number 23, Carter Pfaff, a junior. And number 32, Evan McCraffick, He is a senior. For the Ithaca Bulldogs, starting tonight, number 5, Casey Pommering, who is a senior. Also, number 15, Cody Burns, who is a junior. Getting a start tonight, also number 20, Wesley Nelson, a senior. Sammy Clary, number 23, a senior. And number 24, Devin Iim, he is a junior. And the rest of the Ithaca Bulldogs making their way to the floor here tonight. Elizabeth in the dark uniforms with the light blue lettering. The Bulldogs in the white uniforms with the purple lettering. And a last word from the coach. And here we go. Bulldogs out to center court. Devin Iim will be jumping center against Evan McCraffick of New Lisbon. Three-man officiating crew getting everything in place. And we'll get this one going on Parents Night. Good crowd on hand for it being a Monday night. Also, youth wrestling was here. So there are a lot of youngsters here and parents here that have stuck around for the game. We are ready to go. The ball is in the air, and Iim tips it to Clary, and we are flying now. Going to the left side, Sammy Clary directing traffic. Man-to-man D by New Lisbon. Pommering catches it. Iim meets it in the corner, looks to the inside. Pivots, bounce feed low. Burns posting up and scores. Way to start. Cody Burns puts it in, and the Bulldogs are up 2-0. New Lisbon on the other side. Berenson driving to the free throw line area. And now they work it around the perimeter, back to Jamison Path, and they're going to throw it away. Looking left side, there was nobody on the wing, and it rolls out of bounds. It will be Ithaca basketball. No pressure in the backcourt from the Rockets. We begin a busy sports week for WRCO, our first of four scheduled games. Weather-wise, it looks like we're going to be all right. Devin Iim grabs the ball in the corner, holds it above his head, now uses the dribble, looks to the inside bounce feed. Clary streaking to the lane, and the shot is on the way, no good. New Lisbon called for traveling on the rebound. And it will go back to the Bulldogs. Out of bounds line. Cody Burns will put it in play. Gives the ball a tap and fires it into the corner. Caught here by Clary. Three on the way. Good! Nothing but net for Sammy, and the Bulldogs are up 5-0. Well, on out-of-bounds play. Berenson jukes, now drives lane, goes up, and scores. New Lisbon's first basket. It is 5-2, Austin Berenson. And now the Bulldogs on the offense, taking it across the timeline, meeting the defense. Clary in front of the New Lisbon bench, brings it back to Iim. Near side, held by Nelson, throws inside Clary to the corner. Burns for three, in and out and in. Cody Burns and the Bulldogs start out hot here tonight, up by a score of 8-2. Pass comes to the right side, Holman. Holman on a dribble drive, top of the circle. Crossover dribble off the screen. Goes down low, now throws it across to the corner. Three on the way, New Lisbon. It is no good. And rims off there, rebound by Devin Iim. And the ball comes the other way. Here's Pommering, driving lane, shot of the way, and good. Casey Pommering and the Bulldogs out to a 10-2 advantage. A quick start. We're just 2 minutes into the ballgame. Berenson in the corner, holds the ball, leaves the dribble as he leaves it off now to the left side. McCraffick kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way. That one is no good for Path. And rebounded in the corner by New Lisbon, and somebody knocked it out of bounds. The officials will confer. Deep corner, they're going with the arrow now as they had differing views. And the arrow points to the Bulldogs, I think. Let's see. No, it's going to be New Lisbon basketball in the corner. After much ado, pass goes into the corner, and Berenson backing in. He's double-teamed. Passes into the lane. It's lost. Now picked up by the Rockets. Tough shot in the lane by McCraffick. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Devin Iim and the Bulldogs. Clary up to Nelson. West in the corner. Brings it back to Pommering. Pommering left wing. Burns meets it just up from the baseline. Bounce feed low. There's Iim backing in. Tough shot. Leans in. No, he's going to be guarded closely. And so indeed he'll kick it back out to a guard. Really good defense inside there by Path. And now it comes back to Clary. Over to Burns on the right side. Cody Iim meets it. Top of the circle for the Bulldogs. Fires it over to Nelson. Now quick switch to Sammy Clary. Leans in at the low post. And he's fouled on the shot. Foul is whistled, and the Bulldogs will go to the free throw line. Foul is called on 23, Carter Pfaff. First foul of the game, and thus the first free throw in the air, and it is good for Sammy Clary. That will make it 11-2. A wrestling outing tomorrow here at Ithaca, hosted by Ithaca Weston. Free throw on the way, no good. Rebound pulled back and by Nelson. Put back up, no good. Fought for, rebounded by New Lisbon. Back the other way now, the Rockets setting sail across the half-court line. 11-2 Ithaca, 14:50 remaining in the first half. Right wing, it's Holman. Holman fires it down to the baseline, taken there by Pfaff. Throws it to Berenson. Berenson driving in, and he's fouled with a body on the way by. That'll be on Casey Pomering, which will be his first. It's T-shirt night for the wrestling teams tomorrow night. So come and watch some great wrestling and get a T-shirt. Pass comes inbounds. Shot on the way for McCraffick. No good. Rebound by Iam. I'll let Sammy Clary. Clary, Devin Iam, low post. Leans in and then takes a shot and scores. Devin Iam with his first basket. Very smooth at the low post. And that makes it 13-2. Rocket basketball off to Holman on the right side. Josh takes it back toward the perimeter. Fires off to McCraffick at the free throw line. He'll drive low. Tough shot off the board and good for Evan McCraffick. Second basket for New Lisbon. That makes it 13-4. Sammy Clary takes it right side. Jukes now gives it back to Pomering. Near the half-court line, and the Bulldogs spread out the offense against this man-to-man defense. Going to the right, the hands are held high, and it's going to be off to Iam. Back to Clary. Near side, the pass intended for Nelson went high and out of bounds. Timeout will be taken. We'll step away as well. 13:42 remaining in the first half. Ithaca 13, New Lisbon 4 in boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center. Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Ithaca steals away the inbound, and they'll take the ball down court. Pass to Devin Iam, and it's up and no good. Gets his own miss. Powers back in and scores. Devin Iam makes it 15-4. During the break, Houston Boland checked into the lineup for the Bulldogs. And the pass goes left side. Also Ethan Bertram. And, oh, running into the scorer's table is Casey Pomering. Look out, Bill Clone. All right, everybody's all right. Move the table a little bit. The lights are all still on. That's good. 15-4 Ithaca. New Lisbon with the basketball crossing the timeline over to the right side. And now I think there's an issue with the score clock. They're hoping that everything is all right. Check the court on that. All right, looks like they're good to go. The Rockets will inbound the basketball, trying to get on track. Berenson drives down low. Nice move. Shalloway, no good. Rebound by Iam. Devin Iam with the ball. Fires it out now to Bertram. Ethan all the way coast to coast. Drives in and fouled on the shot attempt. New Lisbon not quite set on the floor. That'll be the first on McCraffick and the second on the Rockets. As a team, in for New Lisbon, a couple of substitutions. Looking at number 2, Joseph Asbury, and number 41, Jude Keltner. Inbound, shot up, and good by Boland. Nice job by the Bulldogs, and that'll make it 17-4. Ball knocked out of bounds at midcourt now. The Bulldogs on the defense, and a foul is called. That'll be marked on number 23 for the Bulldogs. That'll be Sammy Clary, his first, team second. New Lisbon on the far side. Bounce feed into McCraffick. He'll hook it up in the lane and good. Evan McCraffick with his second basket, 17-6. Bulldogs. Bommering walks it across the half-court line. Gives it off now to Boland. Boland now reversing it. I'm to Clary on the right side. Over to Burkram. Holds the ball, fires it back to Boland. Boland looking for a cutter low. Instead goes to Sammy. Clary in the corner. Now back to Boland. Bulldogs slowing the pace a little bit, working the half-court game. Clary leaves it in for Boland. Backing into the low post. Nice move and score. Houston Mullen with some support off the bench for Aaron Hipsch. That makes it 19-6. New Lisbon taking it across, and they're tripped up and a foul called. That will be on number 2, Ethan Burkram, his first. Wazika Steuben leading basketball in the first half of boys basketball, 15-11. Iowa Grand girls leading Benton, 20-9. Fill the flip phone scoreboard, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Colby Pfaff drives to the lane, shakes the D, throws it low. There's nobody there and out of bounds. Pfaff looking for a cutter along the baseline. Cody Burns will return for Ithaca. And for New Lisbon, Austin Berenson is back, and so is Carter Pfaff. Bulldogs will bring it length of the floor without pressure, leading by 13 in the game, 19-6. The ball game score. So Ethan Burkram rolls it inbounds. Boland back to him, and the Bulldogs set it up. Burkram goes right side. Burns meets it on the right wing. Now to Iam near the top of the circle. Directing traffic, throws it near side. Burkram left wing back to Clary. Quick move in the paint. 15-footer on the rim and good. Nice play by Sammy Clary. That makes it 21-6. Bulldogs, New Lisbon, trapped in the backcourt. They'll rock it across now on the left side. And Berenson is trapped. Ball goes back to Sloan. And Sloan will drive low, throws it deep. New Lisbon trapped on the baseline. They'll kick it to the free throw line. Down the boulevard, shot up, and good for a player just in there. That is Siraji Gruel, and that makes it 21-8. Bulldog basketball, 10-19 remaining in the first half. Boland gives it off to Iam. He'll shoot a three. It's on the way and good. Devin Iam having a smooth night now. 7 points. That makes it 24-8. New Lisbon trapped at midcourt. Bulldogs in that tenacious D. Taken away. Oh, coming out of there with the ball is New Lisbon, and Berenson scores a layup. Bulldogs had a pick, but New Lisbon had other ideas. Burns grabs it across the half-court line, rolls it low. Iam make it a move and scores. Devin Iam makes it 26-10. Whistle sounds, and it's a timeout for New Lisbon. 9:43 remaining, first half. Ithaca 26, New Lisbon 10 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
basketball after the timeout. Ithaca leading 26-10. Rockets on the near side. Pressured up. Holman takes the ball. Throws it left side to Pfaff. Pfaff throws it to the baseline. And now Berenson at the free throw line. Berenson now giving it back to Pfaff. Carter drives, bounces back low, and there's a nice move shot. Good, the plus one for Siraj Gruel. That's his second basket, and the Bulldogs foul him. That makes it 26-12. Siraj Gruel, only a sophomore for New Lisbon, instant impact off the bench. Coming in is Casey Pommering for the Bulldogs. Houston Boland goes out. And the free throw, trying to complete the three-point play. This one in the air, and it is good. That'll make it 26-13. New Lisbon has cut it in half. Bulldogs push it. There it goes. A nice pass inside to Pommering, and he scores off the assist from Burkram. Bulldogs in quick transition, and they make it 28-13. New Lisbon has it stolen in midcourt. Sammy Clary, an instant two. A pick two. And the Bulldogs get 4 points back rather quickly. New Lisbon up to half court. Berenson drives to the free throw line. Fires it back now to Pfaff. Pfaff gives it back to Josh Holman. New Lisbon operating at left side, going down to the low post. Turning in, nothing there, and a 3 seconds called on New Lisbon. Into the game for the Rockets, number 32, Evan McCraffick. Now the Bulldogs' Sammy Clary will put it in play. Clary with the basketball, gives it off now to Pommering. On the right side, Sammy Clary. Bulldogs a little more deliberate at times on their offense. They can run with the best of them, but also like to set it up here. And Clary gets a set to the near side, three from the wing, no good. Pulled down by Pfaff. Carter with the basketball, brings it across the half-court line. Crossover dribble, throws it to the near baseline. Rockets take it now with Holman. Holman down low. Turnaround Berenson. Shot no good. Burns with the rebound for Ithaca. Back it goes now to Pommering. Pommering across half court. Uses the dribble. Lips it off now to Clary. Clary on the left side going back door. Oh, picked off by New Lisbon. McCraffick gets the steal. Throws it back to Pfaff. Jamison on the right side. Berenson to the baseline. Down to Carter Pfaff. And the Rockets working around the perimeter. Bulldogs in a man-to-man defense. 7:34 remaining here in the first half. At the top of the circle, Burnson knocked away by Pommering. Loose on the floor. Now nice job by Burkram to Pommering on the steal. Shot up good. The plus one for the Bulldogs as Casey Pommering puts it in. Took it strong to the hoop. And that will make it 32-13. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Wes Nelson. He'll replace Ethan Burkram, I think. Although Aaron Hipsch may have other ideas. Looks like instead that's Cody Burns coming out. So 6 points for Pommering, and he'll try to make it seven. Gets a couple of dribbles. Free shot on the way, and that is no good. Rebound by New Lisbon. The Rockets with 7:17 remaining in the first half. Handoff goes now to Jamison Pfaff. Throws it inside. Picked off now by the Bulldogs. Pommering. Casey taking it home as he lays it in with a fast move, and he's going to be fouled on the shot. He'll get two free throws. That'll be New Lisbon's fourth foul. So checking in to the bench. The Bulldogs go to the free throw line. The foul is on Evan McCraffick, I believe. Here's the free throw in the air, and that one is no good for Pommering. Houston Boland returns for the Bulldogs, who have rotated seven players so far. Elizabeth has gone a little deeper. They've rotated nine. Free throw in the air, and that one is good for Pommering. 33-13. Exactly 7 minutes remain here in the first half. Rockets throw it to Berenson. Berenson in the lane. Throws it to the left side. Nothing to go. Down to the baseline. Rockets bring it back to the right side. Caught by McCraffick. Penetrates lane. Dumps it. Back door. Shot on the way. And it is good. New Lisbon working the offense well. And the basket hit by number 21, Sean Fowler. 33-15. Bulldog basketball. Sammy Clary off to the near side, and Boland called for traveling. Puts it back in the hands of the Rockets. Into the game for New Lisbon, number two, Joseph Asbury. Joseph is a sophomore. Getting a few more scores on the flip phone tonight. Iowa Grant girls leading 25-15 over Benton in the first half. Belmont leading Dodgeville 29-4 in girls basketball. Here's a three-point try by New Lisbon. No good. Rims off for Pfaff. Rebound Clary. Up ahead Pomering. Ball tipped and stolen by New Lisbon. The Rockets take it back the other way and will set up shop as Asbury has it. Top of the key. Goes left side now down to the baseline. Long three on the way for the Rockets. No good. Rebound by Boland. And the Bulldogs will take it back the other way. Also Caden Keller into the ballgame. Throws to Pomering. Pomering tries to get it inside. It's knocked out of bounds by New Lisbon. Caden Keller seeing his first action. Bulldogs run the stack out of bounds play. And here's the lob to Keller at the top of the circle. Goes left side to Boland. Boland on a ball fake from the wing. Gives it back to Keller. Keller lobs over to the far side. And Nelson, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by New Lisbon. Bulldog basketball right in the entryway. Julie Thompson and company selling their hors d'oeuvres out there tonight. Inbound feed. Ball is going to be waved off. Evidently, somebody reached over the line, I believe, for New Lisbon. So they'll start again. And Nelson whips it in. Caught by Pomering. Keller, deep corner. On the way for three. No good. Rebound by Boland. Taken now by New Lisbon. And the Rockets will glare the other way. They're going to take it to the baseline. Nothing going. Now top of the key. Here's a drive by Berenson. 16-footer. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Wesley Nelson. Pass comes to Pomering, and the Bulldogs catch their breath now as they set up shop. There's a pass to Boland. Now threw his hands a little high, and it's going to be taken by the Rockets. Unforced turnover for the Bulldogs, and the Rockets trying to make up a little ground. Ball goes left side. Now free throw line. Baseline Berenson. He is cut off. Fires it back down to Colby Pfaff. He'll take a runner up from the baseline. It's no good. Rebound by Caden Keller and the Bulldogs. Caden fires it up ahead. Devin Ein through a double team. Drives down low. Nice move and scores. It's hard to stop him when he gets on a roll, and that makes it a 20-point lead for the Bulldogs at 35-15. 4:35 remaining here in the first half. New Lisbon on a drive. The pivot, and now the pass. Berenson on the right wing. Berenson drives lane, lost the handle, tipped and out of bounds. And it was last touch by New Lisbon. Coming into the game, Cody Burns and Ethan Berkram for Ithaca. Josh Holman returns. Carter Pfaff as well for the Rockets. Inbound pass, and Sammy Clary walks the ball across the half-court line. Bulldogs trying to take it up by more than 20. Baseball pass to the near side. Berkram for three. No good. And it rims out. And last touch by the Rockets. Out of bounds. It'll be Ithaca basketball. Gruhl returns to the lineup for the Rockets. Cody Burns will start it in play from the deep corner. 4 minutes and 6 seconds remaining in the first half. Clary catches three on the way, on the rim, won't walk in. And the rebound fought for, picked up by Berenson. Outlet pass now, on the run is Pfaff. Throws it right side, shot on the way is no good, and Sammy Clary will get the rebound. Sammy takes it the other way for the Bulldogs. Baseballs it to Wes Nelson, inside to Iam. His shot is blocked, but a foul called on New Lisbon. That will put I'm at the free throw line. He tonight with 11 points. Foul is on Austin Berenson. That is his first. Free throw in the air on the rim and no good. Bulldogs so far are 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Second throw now for Devin I'm in the air, and that one is perfect. Averaging almost 19 a ball game, Iam has had a great year. He's only a junior. 36-15, Bulldogs in the lead. New Lisbon with the basketball off to Berenson on the right side. Throws to Gruhl. Knocked away by Iam. Picked up by Burns. Back to Devin Iam. Down the boulevard. Oh, stolen away by New Lisbon. Good steal by Pfaff. Jamison brings it up to Berenson. Up to half court. Berenson across the timeline. Drives paint. Kicks it across now. Holman. Holman now creates a shot. It won't go in the lane. With the rebound, Iam. Outlet pass now. Burkram. Taking it downtown. Offensive foul called on the Bulldogs. Ethan Burkram picks up foul number two, and it goes back to the Rockets. 36-15 Ithaca. Into the game, Jude Keltner for New Lisbon. Checking out is Austin Berenson, and no pressure from the Bulldogs in the backcourt. Bulldogs have now rotated nine total players. Pass goes for the top of the circle. New Lisbon working it. Holman goes left side. Held up there by Keltner. Now free throw line area. Carter Pfaff. New Lisbon working it to the corner. Trying to get it inside to Gruhl. And a foul is called on the Bulldogs. That'll be the team's sixth. So one more. We're looking at bonus for New Lisbon shooters. 2:47 remaining in the first half. Siraj Gruhl grabs the inbound pass. Drives, now shoots a 16-footer, and it's good. This guy can shoot. 7 points off the bench tonight. That makes it 36-17. Ithaca with the ball. Clary on the near side drives to the paint. Dumps it back low, and they're going to get it to Iam. Iam leans in. Tough shot. It goes, and he's fouled. Devin Iam blue-collared it all the way and got one to fall, and he'll go to the line. T-shirt night tomorrow night, and a quad, I believe it's a quad or a try. It's hosted by Ithaca Weston Wrestling, but I believe it's the only home meet for Ithaca this year. Weston will have at least one, and of course the Ithaca Weston tournament will be held at Weston Schools. It's coming up 1 week from this weekend. One shot for the shooter. This one is on the way, and it's no good for Iam. And the rebound pulled down by New Lisbon. They'll take it across the timeline. Carter Pfaff hands off. Josh Holman on the wing. Holman crosses over, down deep. Tough shot blocked by Iam. Picked up by New Lisbon, and they're going to get a shot, and they are fouled, and it goes. That goes for Jude Keltner. That makes it 38-19. And a plus one. Coming up, that's Ithaca's seventh foul. Foul is marked. Here's the free throw. It is no good for the three-point shot and the rebound by the Bulldogs. Here's Burkram up to Clary. They're pushing it. Sammy shot, no good, but a foul call. So it goes back the other way. And at the line will be Sammy Clary. Burkram now with three fouls. Just kind of getting caught up in my bookwork from previously. Sammy Clary at the free throw line. This one in the air, and that one is good. Sammy makes good on that. New Lisbon with a quick switch. Casey Pomering comes in. Fouls are even at seven apiece. Foul on Jamison Pfaff. That previous one, that's his second. In the air for Sammy. That one is no good. Rebound by Burns. Back up. Shot no good and blocked. And the rebound by New Lisbon. They're going to go with it. They're going to pull up in the corner. Now pass inside. The shot is good by McCraffick. 39-21. Bulldogs, a minute 50. Burns on a drive down low. Underlaid it. Rebound New Lisbon. And here they go with a skip pass. Up ahead. Tough shot off the glass and down for Carter Pfaff. Here comes New Lisbon, 39-23, the ball game score. A minute 35 remaining in the first half. Sammy Clary now loses a little bit of momentum, walks it across, takes it over to Burns. Back to Sammy. Sammy, now Pomering, scoops to the corner. Iam on a drive, baseline runner, good, and a plus one. Devin Iam making a real art of that here tonight. He'll go to the free throw line to complete the three-point play. Eighth foul on New Lisbon. Going out will be Keegan Jones. He was in there just a moment, and Caden Keller checks in. this one in the air, and that one is good for Devin Iyn. 41-23, the ball game score. Last foul was on Austin Berenson, his second. New Lisbon pulls up for a 16-footer. Good. Nothing but net for Colby Pfaff. Get the impression this New Lisbon team could get into a little bit of a track meet. They can shoot and run pretty well. Bulldogs building that early big lead, and they continue to hold it by 17. Keller inside. Iyn bounces. Now turns around. Reverse lay-in. Good. Devin Iyn showing all the moves tonight. 44-25. Bulldogs, 43 seconds remaining in the half. New Lisbon has it stolen by Burns. Here's Cody driving coast-to-coast, lays it up good, and he's fouled. Cody Burns with 7 points goes to the free throw line to try and make it 8. And it's 46-25. Boy, for New Lisbon, they had whittled it down and had it to 16 just moments ago, but now Bulldogs are moving back in front. Got that lead now by 21, their biggest. And Burns' free throw, it is no good. Rebound Iyn. Devin goes in. Reverse lay-in. Good. Devin Iyn having a half here tonight. Ball comes in play and across the timeline. New Lisbon down to the baseline. They'll throw it to the corner. There's a 15-footer. Good. McCraffick has 8 points. 48-27. Bulldogs with the ball and will work for one at the end of the half. 12 seconds. Clary off the screen. Skips it down low. Pomerang back.